والذين كذبوا بآياتنا سنستدرجهم من حيث لا يعلمون.
As for those who reject our signs as false, we shall lead them step by step to their ruin without their even perceiving it.
وأملي لهم إن كيدي متين.
And for this purpose, I will grant them respite. My design is incontrovertible.
أولم يتفكروا ما بصاحبهم من جنة إن هو إلا نذير مبين.
Have they not pondered that their companion, for instance, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is not afflicted with insanity? He is only a plain warner.
أَوَلَمْ يَنْظُرُوا فِي مَلَكُوتِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ وَأَنْ عَسَى أَنْ يَكُونَ قَدْ اقْتَرَبَ أَجَلُهُمْ فَبِأَيِّ حَدِيثٍ بَعْدَهُ يُؤْمِنُونَ.
Have they not observed the kingdom of the heavens and the earth, and all that Allah has created, and that their term of life might have drawn near? After this warning from the Prophet, what will it be that will make them believe? And all that Allah has created. The word companion here refers to the Prophet, peace be upon him, who was born, brought up, grew into youth, in short, spent his whole life, including his old age, in their midst. Before the advent of his prophethood, Muhammad, peace be upon him, was known to all the Quraysh as good-natured and of sound mind. However, as he started calling people to accept the message of God, they immediately dubbed him insane. Now, it is obvious that they were not attributing insanity to him as regards his pre-prophetic life, for they had nothing evil to say about that period of his life. The charge of insanity, therefore, was leveled against the message he began to preach when he was designated a prophet. The Quran, therefore, asks them to give serious thought to the teachings of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and to see if there is anything that is inconsistent with sanity or is meaningless and irrational. Had people reflected on the order of the universe, or carefully considered even one single creation of God, they would have been convinced of the truth of the teachings of the Prophet, peace be upon him. They would have realized that whatever he said to refute polytheism, or to establish God's unity or the accountability of man in the hereafter, or about the necessity of man's surrender to God, was corroborated by the entire order of the universe and every single atom of God's creation. And that their term of life might have drawn near. The unbelievers, feeble-minded as they are, fail to understand that no one knows when he will die, for death overtakes man totally unawares. This being the case, what will be the end of those who waste the time at their disposal until death overtakes them and fail to find the direction to their salvation?
من يضلل الله فلا هادي له وَيَذَرُهُمْ فِي طُغْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ.
For those whom Allah lets go astray, there is no guide, and He will leave them in their transgression to stumble blindly.
يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ السَّاعَةِ أَيَّانَ مُرْسَاهَا قُلْ إِنَّمَا عِلْمُهَا عِندَ رَبِّي لا يجليها لوقتها إلا هو ثقلت في السماوات والأرض لا تأتيكم إلا بغتة يسألونك كأنك حفي عنها قل إنما علمها عند الله ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون.
They ask you concerning the hour, when will its coming be? Say, the knowledge of it is with my Lord alone, none but He will disclose it at its time. That will weigh heavily on the heavens and the earth, and it shall not come to you other than all of a sudden. They ask you, as if you are eagerly inquisitive about it, concerning it. Say to them, the knowledge of it is with none except Allah, but most people are unaware of this reality.
قُلْ لَا أَمْلِكُ لِنَفْسِي نَفْعًا وَلَا ضَرًّا إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ وَلَوْ كُنْتُ أَعْلَمُ الْغَيْبَ لَاسْتَكْثَرْتُ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ وَمَا مَسَّنِيَ السُّوءُ إِنْ أَنَا إِلَّا نَذِيرٌ وَبَشِيرٌ لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ
Tell them, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, I have no power to benefit or harm myself except as Allah may please. And had I knowledge of the unseen, I should have amassed all kinds of good, and no evil would have ever touched me. I am merely a warner and the herald of glad tidings to those who have faith. I should have amassed all kinds of good, and no evil would have ever touched me. The time of the advent of the last day is known to God alone, who knows the unseen, which in fact is not known even to the Prophet, peace be upon him. Being human, he is not aware what the morrow has in store for him and his family. Had his knowledge encompassed everything, even things that lie beyond the ken of sense perception, and events that lie hidden in the future, he would have accumulated immense benefit and would have been able to avoid a great deal of loss owing to such foreknowledge. That being the case, it is sheer naivety to ask the Prophet, peace be upon him, about the actual time for the advent of the last day.